Good morning. I'm Tawanda Black. Thank you so much for joining me. And best-selling, well, New York Times best-selling author Kimberly Lawson Roby joins me. And you know about her Curtis Black series because most of you read it. Well, she has a new book. It's called A Sinful Calling. And this book is something else. And I'm just like, Kimberly, what were you doing? You were writing this book. Because it got crazy. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Girl, you let your imagination go crazy in this one.
Yeah, I did. You know what? But what's really unfortunate is that my imagination is never, ever too far from reality.
Right, right.
So, that's, I think, the sad
That's
part,
the funny so. Part. Yeah, that's the funny, strange part. We leave off, what was the last book connected to this one?
The Ultimate Betrayal.
Right, right.
Yeah, with Alicia,
mm-hmm.
her best friend who was dealing with the anorexia.
Yeah, yeah. And Philip,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that whole thing, and Levi.
Yeah.
So we get to this side of it, and this book really is about Alicia and Dylan.
Mm-hmm. It is, mm-hmm. And I think readers who have read the series will be a little surprised because, of course, Dylan wasn't very liked by anybody. I
right.
mean, you know, none of his siblings he was close to because he's the estranged son,
mm-hmm.
That was only discovered within the last few years. And, of course, now instead of Alicia being the eldest child, we know that Dylan is.
Mm-hmm.
But with the whole Philip situation and Alicia allowing, at least her family believes she allowed that to happen to her first husband, he's now gone, and she's now married Levi, the former drug dealer. Well, she finds herself for the first time sort of being a black sheep of the family the way Dylan is, and
mm-hmm.
the two of them have come together as siblings. They're as close as a brother and sister can be, and she's actually the COO of his ministry.
Right, and ding, 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 ministry. So Dylan is a pastor here.
Yes, and he is very quick to say that most, you know, the standard, of course, is that ministers are called by God
mm-hmm.
to preach. He knows that he wasn't called by God, and he's not ashamed of it.
Right. In my notes, I just jot down who the characters are, and I put Dylan went mm-hmm. pastor because he just went.
Yes.
He wasn't called. He just went.
And
so.
He did, and I love that.
Yeah.
I love that line.
He just went.
And he did. And, you know, as you and I were saying, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, I have this imagination, and I take scenarios that I've seen or heard about
mm-hmm.
or read about and sometimes seen in my own city. And then I think, what if to take it to another level? And he really represents
so many
men and women of God that I've unfortunately
mm-hmm.
had the chance to meet. And they're not ashamed of it. And I think that probably bothers me the most.
Yeah. Yeah. That it's a business. And
mm-hmm.
so as it is a business, he married a businesswoman and he married somebody from the last one or the next to the last one, Raven, right?
Yes, yes. Raven was once an employee of his dad's, and not just an employee, but she was a chief financial officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she gets in contact with him while she's doing time for that because she embezzled money from Curtis
mm-hmm.
and, you know, says, look, I know, you know, not just the idea of finance. It's not that I'm just good with that, but I know the ins and outs of your dad's ministry.
Right.
I know how it got to the place, you know, where it is, and I can help you do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he marries her. He really thinks he's in love with her, which
mm-hmm.
I think mostly by the end of the book, I don't think he knows what love is.
No.
So he marries her because of that. You know, that's all really sexy for him because she knows how to, you know, finagle things. She knows how to do the money. She knows about ministry and all of that. And
yeah.
He kind of thinks he's got her where he wants her. And boy, did she turn the tables.
Yeah, she did. You know, and he is. But I mean, he, you know, is every bit, without having grown up with Curtis, he's every bit of what Curtis
exactly.
is. You know,
exactly.
The whole consuming, you know, when it comes to money and power.
Women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
Like father, like son.
Yes, yes. And, you know, in the last book, you know, alcohol problem, but didn't get help. And that was the key for this one, is that he didn't get help. And then when he was in this time of crisis, he was really going through some emotional things, the alcohol start calling him back.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that happens. And I think when people have problems and issues and addictions of any kind, you know, if you just pretend that it's not a problem, mm-hmm. that, you know, it's okay and, you know, I can probably get over this, you know, without any real help as far as professional help.
Right.
So many people don't believe in counseling mm-hmm. because of the stigma attached mm-hmm. to it. They believe that their reputation will be damaged or ruined, or they'll just be looked upon as crazy when that couldn't be further from the truth. And what I like to say, no, you're crazy if you don't get the help.
Right,
that you
need. Right.
You're not
right.
crazy for doing it.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Miss Raven was quite a character in herself.
Yes.
She
yes.
was all yes. about herself.
And she was. She
oh,
was, you know,
goodness.
Very, very strong woman, very mm-hmm. independent woman, but, you know, also a woman who says, I'm going to do whatever I have to do.
That's right.
To live the way I want to live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, we're really talking about Dylan and Raven right now, so we'll get on Alicia and Levi in a minute, but because that's a whole nother issue, but dealing with Raven, the picnic scene
mm-hmm.
was off the chain. Off the chain. And I just thought, okay, I'm thinking, I'm sitting there, you know, reading this, thinking uh-huh. I'm in the place. And I said, it's time for me to go because something's about to jump off.
It's like, oh, no, where is this headed? It's like,
right.
oh, it's just kind of the fire was fueled and getting bigger and,
yes.
you know, bigger and bigger. And, you know, I guess as you can imagine, it's like, you know, I've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
We all have seen something like that, or we've had certain family members in our own family member, you know, in our own families who will say and do just about anything.
Yes.
Or you just know there's certain people you just don't cross. You don't even try to do it. You get along with mm-hmm. them because you know what the result will be if you cross them the wrong way.
Well, Raven was about to get a beat down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
She's talking trash and
yeah,
talking.
You know,
you know, it was just
attitude.
So
and,
inconsiderate.
Yeah, very much so.
In somebody else's house. This is why I don't come to see, be around these kind of people. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She was
yeah.
a handful. She was a handful. But she yeah. was really full of herself, really full of herself.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, one of the other issues that you really, really touched on here is mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them was mentally ill in this one. But, mm-hmm. You know, the real issue with Alicia. And again, the same thing with alcohol, with mental illness. If you don't get help, you're crazy not to get help.
And you are. You
mm-hmm.
are. You know,
mm-hmm.
but, and, you know, I can also look at the characters and say, okay, they are two people really dealing with something serious.
Yes.
And they would be so much better, you know, if they would get the help they need.
Mm-hmm.
But then you take it to another level. It goes much deeper because when you have very close family members and friends around you who see the symptoms, who see that something's not quite right or that you act a certain way all the time, and then you decide, oh, they'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families are in denial as well. And I think to some degree we have at least some responsibility. We can't make people get
right.
the help that they need, but I think we should try to continue to suggest it and recommend it and do to make that happen.
Mm. You know, Alicia was still dealing with the whole Philip, you know, murder.
Mm-hmm.
Death, murder, whatever you want to call it. She never got help. She never got help. And Satan mm-hmm. began to take those thoughts.
Yes.
And just, oh my God, he talked to her. She started hearing voices. And it's funny because Levi, who I really believe is her soulmate,
mm-hmm.
Knew something was off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think that it does. I see it.
It does.
Know,
yeah.
You know, if you're outside and you're looking at a family and, you know, that's not your family
mm-hmm.
per se, or maybe somebody just tells you about it. And I, whenever that happens, my thought is, why won't they get that person some help? And as I said, you can't make a person, but why won't you at least attempt it, you know? But I think to some degree, some family members and friends don't want to be embarrassed. They don't even want to admit that that's in their family.
That's
like,
true.
Okay, is that going to represent me in
mm-hmm.
some kind of way? I think people think that, unfortunately.
It is unfortunate because mm-hmm. that really stops your loved one from getting help.
And it does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I mean, I've heard people say that, you know, they don't have a specific mental illness per se, but they maybe struggled with loss or grief or,
right.
you know, maybe it was something that happened in their childhood
mm-hmm.
that kind of bothered them. And they've gotten consistent therapy most of their adult life, and that's why they are leveled out. They,
right.
You know, are on side they are, and they live a happy life.
Mm-hmm.
But they literally will say that they get the therapy. They're not ashamed of it, and they've got that monthly or every other month appointment.
I think therapy is great.
I do
personally.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I think everybody needs to go lay on the couch every once in a while.
And everybody's like, just to kind of say, mm-hmm. the world is tough.
It is. And just to get rid of some stuff and
yeah.
have somebody who's going to not judge you at that point, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people are shocked, you know, where, okay, you know, I haven't had, thankfully, and I haven't had to do, you know, a lot of counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have, you know, said, okay, you know what? But I think people are shocked to know that it's not necessarily novels that are my most favorite books to read. It's books that are self-help
mm-hmm.
or inspirational, you know, type books that, you know, in that area. That's
Absolutely.
More what I would love to read and could read page to page, and I learn so much from.
Mm-hmm. Growth. You grow.
Mm-hmm.
You grow. Yeah. It was very, very serious. You know, another piece of this was such a criminal element that was going on with Dylan and wanting revenge on his father.
Mm-hmm.
And having a criminal on his payroll, his friend, I forget his name. Is it Vincent? Was it something?
Yes. Oh, Dylan's right hand.
Yeah. It was Vincent. Okay. And just saying, you know, get the job done, you know, like mafia or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that people do, and people don't believe these things happen, but they do.
They do, and a lot of times it has to do with money, and it
mm-hmm.
has to do with power.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of people wanting to be in control of things that really shouldn't matter to them in the least.
Right, not their business, you know?
No.
I knew a pastor that had somebody come and break in his church and steal all his stuff so he can get his insurance money.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
I am so serious. So when I was reading about that, it made me think about him and,
mm-hmm.
and just that criminal element that because somebody's in a pulpit, you really don't know what's in their mind and where they came from.
No. And that's what I, you know, say that all the time. We have some truly wonderful women and men,
mm-hmm.
you know, in ministry in the Church of God. We have plenty across the country, but we certainly have the Dylans
yes.
of the world and the pastor, you know, that you're referring
mm-hmm.
to, and it's just very, very sad, and that the stories continue. I've started writing this series all the way back. The first book was released in 2000, and here we are in 2016, and if anything, it's gotten worse,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and people are a little bit bolder. You know, it used to be that people at least had some decency, you know, and some subtlety, and they would do it behind closed doors. But now it's kind of like, yeah, I did this, and what are
right,
you going to do about it?
Right. Or to me that people don't respect the church. They don't respect what it is. People are smoking on the church grounds. I've seen fights, you know, all kinds of stuff. You're going, but you're at church. What is really going on?
Right. You're so right about that.
Another theme in the book is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit of that going on, and it's such a key to life is forgiving people. And it's funny because somebody had to remind Reverend Black of the things he did so that he would forgive his daughter.
Yeah. And that sometimes happens. You know, we're very, very quick to want forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We're real quick to, you know, kind of refer to the scripture where God forgives us if we ask him, if we repent,
mm-hmm.
and this, that, and the other. But when it comes to being betrayed or having someone hurt us in some kind of way, we're not that quick to move forward. You know, we want to either say, I'm never forgiving the person, or we'll say, I'm going to forgive you, but I'll never
forget it. Right.
You know, or, you know, we've always got our excuses. But, yeah, it's one thing to say what you're going or what somebody else should do, but it's a little different when you're having to do it yourself.
I think so, too. Especially, you know, I knew he would forgive Alicia. That you know, that's his baby girl. Not his baby girl, but his girl. But Dylan was a different story. And Dylan hearing him talk about him on the radio, you know, retelling the story, it just ate him up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just ate him up. So I was thinking, how are they going to get back together?
Yes.
Or would they get back together?
Right.
Or would they get back together? You know, there's some twists and turns at the end that you must read for yourself. We can't share everything with you. But it was a lot of stuff going on. It was a lot of criminal activity in this book. A lot of dealing with mental issues, and of course, forgiveness, which we all need. Are you working on the next one?
Mm-hmm, I am actually getting ready to start writing after this tour, the next Reverend Curtis Black title. But I also just a couple of weeks ago submitted my novella for January called Copycat.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. So gearing up for that. And, yeah, so I'll have a book in January as well as one in June for 2017.
Okay, so Curtis Black in June next year?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. This one is just, it's a great read. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to put it down. It's exciting. It doesn't stop. That's how I look at it. It really doesn't stop. And, you know, like I said, what's funny is you're going to put yourself in some of those positions where you're sitting in this story going, oh my gosh, you know, that's happened to me, or I've been there, or I've seen that.
Yes.
And so it makes it very real for so many people on so many levels.
Yes. Thank mm-hmm. you very, very much. Thank you for reading it. And as always, I love to hear your feedback.
Fabulous book. We are going to be looking for the next Reverend Curtis Black novel next year. And, of course, the novella in January. New York Times bestselling author Kimberla Lawson-Robey. Kimberla, where can folks find the book and your website?
My website is www.kimrobey.com.
Mm-hmm.
There are links out there to purchase the book from, you know, folks, whoever their favorite retailers and bookstores are, also at bookstores and retailers nationwide.
Okay, all right. Go pick it up. It's a great summer read, and we won't see you in Atlanta, but maybe we'll see you next year for the tour.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Take care.